The issue of coronavirus and how to handle the outbreak is becoming a pretty big talking point on the presidential campaign trail. Ahead of Super Tuesday, tomorrow's big voting day, Michael Bloomberg is hoping that when voters consider who they want as president in a time of crisis, he will be their choice. Here's NPR's Susan Davis.
At campaign stops across five states over the weekend, billionaire businessman Michael Bloomberg says the coronavirus scare reminds Americans what they want in a president.
In times like this, we need strong, proven leadership in the White House. We need someone who actually has led during a crisis, who believes in science.
The former New York mayor is trying to seize this moment and look like a president. His campaign produced a national three-minute campaign ad that aired last night, in which it looks like he's giving an address from a room like the Oval Office.
I was first elected just weeks after the attack on 9/11, a massive rebuilding security and health challenge. In my 12 years in office, I dealt with a hurricane, a blackout, attempted terror attacks, the West Nile virus, and swine flu.
In recent days, as the stock market plummeted and more coronavirus cases are confirmed in the U.S., Bloomberg's new message appears to be resonating with some voters. Retired physician Ray Gibbons was at a Bloomberg campaign rally in North Carolina on Saturday.
I think it is a huge public health issue that requires very careful leadership at a national level.
Jill Birnbaum, a public health lobbyist, was at the same rally.
He probably more than anybody would be who I would trust right now.
With so many primary voters still undecided, the Bloomberg campaign sees a moment, and they need it. Most polls consistently show him lagging behind Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden in the 14 states in one territory where he will appear on the ballot for the first time on Tuesday. Karen Suryal, a nonprofit consultant, showed up at a Virginia campaign rally undecided between Bloomberg and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar.
I'm a little worried that he's a little stilted and he needs to lose the teleprompter a little bit. I'm worried that he's not going to be dynamic enough.
But after hearing from him, she likes that Bloomberg is an entrepreneur who built a business, and she thinks he'd be a good manager of the country.
I think he's convinced me. I think I will vote for him.
What Bloomberg lacks in campaign charisma, he's made up for in campaign cash. He has spent more than $500 million of his own money on campaign ads in the 100 days since he announced his campaign. That ad blitz has introduced him to voters across the country. Tina Smith is one voter who already knows him well. She lived in New Jersey during 9/11 and is retired now in North Carolina. She's already early voted for Bloomberg, but worries that his ads aren't enough, especially, she says, after two shaky debate performances.
There's been a lot of focus on negativity, and he hasn't gotten nearly as much credit, I think. His ads have it, but I don't know that people can translate that.
At a Bloomberg rally in Tennessee, another one fully catered by the campaign, this time local barbecue, Bloomberg seemed to wonder that, too.
You've all heard the slogan, Mike will do it. Mike will get it done. And if you haven't, I've wasted an awful lot of money.
One sign that Bloomberg will continue on past Super Tuesday, he'll spend election night in Florida, campaigning ahead of their March 17th primary. Susan Davis, NPR News, on the Bloomberg campaign bus.